I've got the old thermostat cover in my hand already, and before I even think about pulling it away from the wall, I pause for a second. This is the part where most people feel that little knot in their stomach, because wires are involved and wires feel permanent. I can tell you right now, this job is quieter and calmer than people expect. There's no rush, no sparks, no drama, just understanding what you're looking at and why it's there. I've replaced more thermostats than I can count, and every single one starts the same way, slowing down enough to read the situation before touching anything. You might be thinking this is electrical work and you shouldn't be doing it yourself, but what we're dealing with here is control wiring, not power the way you're picturing it. Once you understand that, your shoulders drop a little. I'll walk you through how I think about this job, what my hands are looking for, and how to know you're doing it right as you go. You don't need confidence yet. We'll build that together. Replacing a thermostat isn't really about swapping a device on the wall. What you're actually doing is changing the way your heating and cooling system receives instructions. The thermostat is the brain that tells the system when to wake up, when to rest, and how hard to work. People get into trouble with this job because they think it's either far more complicated than it is, or they think it's just a cosmetic upgrade with no consequences. The truth sits right in the middle. At its core, a thermostat is a switchboard. It doesn't power your furnace or air conditioner. It sends low-voltage signals that tell other equipment what to do. That's important because once you understand you're dealing with communication wires and knife power in the usual sense, the fear starts to loosen its grip. I've watched people freeze up in front of an open thermostat because they imagine they're one wrong move away from blowing something up. That's not how this works. What this task actually accomplishes is improving control. Maybe your old thermostat is inaccurate, slow to respond, or completely dead. Maybe you're upgrading to a programmable or smart thermostat to better manage comfort and energy use. Either way, the goal isn't the device itself. The goal is reliable communication between you and the system that heats and cools your home. People usually get this task wrong in three main ways. The first is rushing. They pop the cover, start pulling wires, and assume they'll remember where everything goes. That confidence fades quickly when five wires are loose and all the colors start looking the same. The second mistake is misunderstanding compatibility. Not all thermostats work with all systems, and ignoring that reality leads to frustration that feels mysterious when it's actually very logical. The third mistake is skipping mental preparation entirely and treating this like changing a light switch. It's not hard, but it is specific. Failure here usually looks like a system that doesn't turn on, runs constantly, or does the opposite of what you ask it to do. The thermostat might light up and look fine, but the house doesn't respond the way it should. That's not random. That's information. It tells you the communication isn't lined up correctly. Success, on the other hand, feels boring in the best possible way. You turn the temperature up or down, you hear a familiar sound from your system, and the house responds the way it always should have. No surprises, no guessing, just control. Before touching tools, the most important thing is how you think about the job. I approach thermostat replacement as a labeling and translation exercise. You're translating instructions from an old device to a new one. The wires already know what to do. Your job is to respect that and not scramble the language. That mindset alone prevents most mistakes. I've made the classic error of assuming wire colors would match instructions perfectly. They often do, but not always. Years ago, I replaced a thermostat in an older home where the colors meant absolutely nothing. Whoever wired it originally used whatever they had on hand. If I had trusted color instead of function, I would have spent the rest of the afternoon troubleshooting a problem I created myself. That job taught me to pay attention to labels, terminals, and logic instead of assumptions. You're not installing a heating system today. You're not rewiring your house. You're simply giving your system a new way to listen to you. Once that clicks, the whole task becomes calmer and more approachable. Before I take anything off the wall, I like to know I can finish the job without leaving things half done. That starts with the right tools, but more importantly, it's about readiness. When I say ready, I don't mean hyped up, I mean steady. You don't need a toolbox full of specialty gear for this. What you need is control and clarity. A small screwdriver that fits the terminal screws properly matters more than having 10 tools nearby. A phone or camera to take a clear picture of the existing wiring can save you from second-guessing later. A level helps the finished thermostat look right, but more than that, it keeps you from adjusting it twice because it feels crooked every time you walk by. Your workspace is small, but it deserves respect. I make sure the area around the thermostat is clear so I'm not bumping into furniture or stretching awkwardly. Your body position matters here. You want to be close enough that your hands are relaxed, not reaching or straining. When your shoulders are tense, mistakes happen faster. Before anything else, I always shut off power to the heating and cooling system at the breaker. Even though the thermostat wiring is low voltage, cutting power removes any chance of the system turning on while you're working. It also changes how your body feels. There's a quiet confidence that comes from knowing nothing is going to surprise you. When I remove the thermostat cover, I pay attention to how it comes off. Some snap, some slide, some hinge. Forcing it is a sign you haven't figured it out yet. Once the cover is off, I don't touch the wires immediately. I look, I let my eyes adjust and take in what's there. This is where readiness becomes physical. The wires should be secured and not falling back into the wall. If they look loose, I gently pull them forward just enough to work comfortably. I'm not yanking, I'm creating space. I want to feel like the wires are waiting for me, not trying to escape. Before disconnecting anything, I take a clear picture of the existing setup. Not for memory, for certainty. That photo is your safety net. If something feels off later, you have a reference point that doesn't rely on guesswork. I also check how the old thermostat is labeled. The terminal letters matter more than wire color. This is where many people feel a shift from nervous to focused. You start recognizing patterns. You see how each wire has a role. Being ready also means checking the new thermostat instructions briefly, not to memorize steps, but to confirm compatibility and understand how the new terminals are laid out. I don't install yet. I just compare old to new. Language to language. There's a moment when everything is set up, tools are within reach, wires are visible and controlled, and your breathing slows. That's what ready feels like. No rush, no confusion, just a clear path forward. This is where the job actually happens, but it shouldn't feel dramatic. I remove one wire at a time from the old thermostat, and as I do, I make sure it stays labeled or positioned in a way that preserves its identity. If there are labels already, I respect them. If not, I add my own. The key is never losing track of what each wire does. As I transfer wires to the new thermostat base, I pay attention to resistance. A wire that slips in easily but doesn't hold tension isn't seated correctly. When it's right, there's a subtle firmness, not forced, just secure. That feel matters more than how it looks. I mount the new base carefully, checking that it's level before tightening anything fully. This is one of those professional habits that seems cosmetic, but actually affects long-term satisfaction. A crooked thermostat works fine, but it never feels finished. Once the wires are connected and the base is mounted, I pause again. I scan everything. I look for crossed wires, loose insulation, anything that feels rushed. This pause has saved me countless times. It's not about fear, it's about respect for the process. When the cover goes on, it should seat cleanly. If it doesn't, something underneath isn't aligned. Forcing it is a mistake. When it fits, you feel it click into place without resistance. Restoring power is the moment people anticipate, but I stay calm. I don't immediately start pushing buttons. I let the thermostat wake up. I watch the display. I listen. A professional listens more than they rush to act. As I test the system, I pay attention to timing. Heating and cooling systems don't respond instantly. There's a delay that tells you everything is working normally. If it starts immediately, that can actually be a sign something isn't right. Mistakes usually show up as confusion. The wrong mode activates. The system doesn't respond. When that happens, I don't panic. I go back to logic. What instruction did I send, and how did the system interpret it? That mindset turns troubleshooting into problem solving instead of stress. Professionals think differently here because they trust process over emotion. If something doesn't work, it's information, not failure. You retrace your steps, compare against your reference, and adjust. When everything responds correctly, the feeling isn't excitement. It's quiet satisfaction. You changed the way your home listens to you, and you did it with intention. Before I walk away, I take one last look. The thermostat sits straight, the system responds, the space feels controlled again. And I always remind myself of this part, because it applies beyond this job. You didn't need special talent to do this. You needed patience, attention, and the willingness to understand before acting. You can do this, and now you've proved it to yourself.